How do you mean yourself?
There should be a button that says microphone or audio. If you click on that.
I'm on the phone.
Yes, yeah, so am I. So we'll have to keep quiet.
Okay.
No heavy breathing.
Okay. Well, the sad news of Elaine's passing, I thought we'd start with a prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we remember with love and gratitude our dear friend Elaine, who is now with you. We thank you for her company and her friendship within this Zoom church and for her Christian example. We pray especially for Heather and Judy and all the members of her family at this time, that your love and your peace will surround them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. You are worthy, our Lord and God. We offer you glory and honor, for all things were created by you. Come, let us worship the Lord, our Redeemer and Sustainer. Almighty God, your mercy and love know no bounds, reaching from heaven to find us. Lord, your compassion and grace knows no bounds, opening your arms to welcome us. Holy Spirit, your comfort and counsel know no bounds, enfolding us in the fullness of fellowship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we worship and adore you.
Amen.
Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, so many of us feel lost these days, but we are slow to admit that it is because we have strayed from you. We feel shame that our lives are not what they should be, and so often miss the mark. Yet you teach us, Lord, that if we are following your way, then we are enough. Today, we set our feet again on the path that leads to love and life, not death and destruction. As we know, loving Father, that you will welcome us, for you are always seeking our return. Amen. Heavenly Father, who seeks us when we're lost, whose heart is ever hopeful for our return, whose arms are always open to welcome us back. We thank you for your forgiveness, your rejoicing when we are found, your love, which makes us feel worthy after all. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 1. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today's psalm was famously put to music by the Italian composer Gregorio Allegri. His Miserere was written to be performed in the Sistine Chapel, and I do commend it to you. So, Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and righteous in your judgment. I have been wicked even from my birth, a sinner when my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth deep within me, and shall make me understand wisdom in the depths of my heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Turn your face from my sins, and blot out all my misdeeds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen.
We come to our second reading now, which is Luke 15, verses 1 to 10. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them. So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do you do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that has got lost until you find it. And when you find it, you're so happy that you put it on your shoulders and you carry it back home. Then you call your friends and your neighbours together and say to them, I'm so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman who has 10 silver coins loses one of them. What does she do? She lights a lamp. She sweeps her house and looks carefully everywhere until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says to them, I'm so happy I found the coin I lost. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, the angels of God rejoice over one sinner who repents. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today there is a direct correlation between our two readings. In Paul's letter to his younger colleague Timothy, he talks of himself as the worst sinner in the world. He talks too of redemption. In the two parables in our second reading, Jesus talks of rejoicing at the repentance of one sinner. The first of these parables, the lost sheep, seems on the surface to be a rather strange way of dealing with your assets. Imagine you were the shepherd owning 100 sheep and one went missing. What are you going to do? You're in the wilderness, which can be a pretty scary place. It's your job to defend those sheep against the animals, robbers, and other threats of the wilderness. Are you going to leave the 99 to go to search for the one, or cut your losses and make sure the 99 are safe? I suspect that anyone with any common sense would say, well, wait a minute. Wouldn't it be better to make sure the 99 are safe than risk them all to go in search of the one that's missing? Certainly, that makes commercial sense. But Jesus told this story for a reason. The Pharisees and other religious experts had been complaining about how much time Jesus is spending with known sinners, people that are obviously not trying to please God. These people clearly have no interest in living in, by God's teachings. So why is Jesus spending time with them? Wouldn't it be better if he cut his losses and spent time with the 99 who were actually trying to obey God's teaching, to encourage them, help them to live a more righteous and God-pleasing life? Why leave the 99, in other words, to go after the one that's lost? Jesus said, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. But who needs repentance? Repent is a word with multiple meanings. In Greek, the language of the New Testament, it means to change one's mind, to look at the world differently. This change of mind is fundamental and a profound shift in thinking that involves a moral re-evaluation, a turning away from past sin and unbelief, and a turning towards God and His will. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So who is completely without sin? The Pharisees should have been able to answer that one. Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve, the grand total of people in the history of humanity who have not needed to repent, excluding Jesus, of course, is exactly zero. There is no righteous person. There's no one who doesn't need repentance. Everyone has sinned. All of us have fallen short of God's plan for us. The Pharisees, the religious leaders, the tax collectors, the sinners, and each and every one of us, we're all sinners. We are all that one lost sheep. We all need to be found by Jesus. We are all lost. The Pharisees should have known this. I mean, they knew their Bible. They should have been able to remember what Isaiah famously said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We have all gone astray. We are all the one lost sheep. Just like sheep, we are occasionally tempted by a patch of grass that looks a little greener. That's what we do. We're like sheep who have gone astray. None of us, in other words, is the 99. We are all the one lost sheep. We're lost without Jesus. It brings to mind that wonderful chorus, I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, put his loving arms around me, led me back into his way. Who is the sinner who needs to repent? Who is the sheep that is lost? Who isn't? Repenting of our sins and understanding the grace of our Lord Jesus. That is one of the underlying messages of this parable. But what about the other parable told in this gospel reading, the parable of the lost coin? Why would Jesus tell two different parables with the same meaning? Or do they have the same meaning? This one features a woman and not a shepherd, a coin and not a sheep, but still a search for what has been lost and joy when it's found. Women in Bible times often had a headdress with coins in it. These coins were obviously valuable. Some have suggested that perhaps they represented this woman's dowry or at least her savings, and losing one of them could have been disastrous. So, obviously, she's going to search for this lost coin. And the first thing she does is to light her lamp. Lamps are mentioned quite a bit in the Bible. God's word is a lamp, as Psalm 119 reminds us. Jesus is the lamp, the light of the world, as he tells us in John's Gospel. And we're to be called to be light to the world, as Jesus tells us in Matthew's Gospel. So the lamp to me is not an insignificant detail. And what might that lamp represent? God's word? Jesus? You and me? I'm thinking that the answer is yes, it represents all of these things. What helps find the lost coin? God's word? Yes. Jesus? Yes. You and me? Yes. The first parable of the lost sheep seems to equate Jesus with the shepherd, but this parable of the lost coin seems more likely to equate the woman with each of us. We can all go in search of the lost coin. We can all light a lamp, or be the lamp that lights the way for someone else. It has been said, you may be the only gospel that someone reads today. You may be the one that the shepherd sends. You may be the woman in search of the coin, or you might be the light that helps find that lost coin. And how much joy there will be when the coin is found, when even one sinner repents. And that sinner might be you, might be me. If not today, then tomorrow. And as long as we know that we're lost without Jesus, then all we have to know is that we've been found one more time than we've been lost. We've been found one more time, placed on the shoulders of the Good Shepherd and carried home. Now it is time to join Jesus in search of those who are lost. We who have been found again are sent out to search those who are still lost. Paul writes, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen.
And now we come to our prayers. Lord, we pray for all who are lost, that they may be found by you. Paul described himself as the worst sinner of all. If God can change Paul's life, he can change anyone's. Many people today feel lost, and many more don't even realise how lost they are. We pray, Lord God, that we will recognise your loving and almighty power to reach out to all in need. Lord, we pray for all who are lost, that
they may be
found
by you.
We pray for countries facing unrest, conflict or disasters, for those people who have risked all to flee danger. We pray for our own nation during these difficult times, for our government as it wrestles with change and difficult decisions. Lord, we pray for all who are lost, that
that
they
they may
may
be
be
found
found by
by
you.
you.
We pray for people who have considered worthy of your trust and appointed to your service. They give up much for you. We pray for the church worldwide. So many expressions, so many traditions, but all trying to be faithful to you. We pray for our clergy, not forgetting their families, as they seek to live out your gospel, meeting people at their hour of need. Lord, we pray for all who are lost,
that they
that they
may
may
be
be found
found by
by
you.
Lord God, we as humans are very good at putting a value on other people, and we aren't always kind. We pray for the people with whom we interact each day, especially those who don't think they're precious to anyone. May they be found by you and loved and cherished by us. Lord, we pray for all who are lost,
that
they
they may
may
be
be
found
found
by
by
you.
you. We remember the times we have felt lost and you found us, Lord. As you were patient with Paul, teach us to be patient whatever the situation. Paul writes to Timothy to encourage him. We think of people we may have lost touch with, and we hold them in our prayers. Lord God, there is so much sadness in the world today, so much loss. With you, we can find our hope again. Lord, we pray for all who are lost,
that they may be found by you.
We pray for those who are lost in illness, that healing will find them in whatever shape that is. We pray for those who tread the path of sorrow, mourning those they have loved and lost. And we pray for those who have died, the famous and well-loved, and those who have died alone. We think especially of those we know, the sick, Steph, Jacques, Rosemary, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Brian, Gerald, Ian, Sue, Cynthia, John, Tom, Margaret, Harvey, Harry, Susie, Elizabeth, Chris, Myrtle, Joy, and Sheila. And we pray especially for Rackardford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. And we think fondly of the family and friends who have recently died. Elaine Greensmith, Brian Perris, Jean Cole, Ruth Govia. Lord, we pray for all who are lost, that
they may be
found
found by you.
We bring our prayers together in celebration that Jesus thinks that everyone is worth finding. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Written by Francis Rowley in 1886. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Collect for the 13th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you search us and know us. May we rely on you in strength and rest on you in weakness, now and in all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our
Our Father
Father in
in heaven,
heaven, hallowed be your name. Your
your
kingdom
kingdom come.
come,
Your
your
will
will
be
be
done
done on earth as in heaven. Give
Give
us
us today
today our
our
daily
daily bread.
bread. Forgive
Forgive
us
us
our
our
sins
sins
as
as
we
we
forgive
forgive
those
those
who
who
sin
sin
against
against
us.
us.
Lead
Lead
us
us
not
not
into
into
temptation,
temptation,
but
but deliver
deliver us
us
from
from
evil.
evil.
For
For
the
the kingdom,
kingdom, the
the power,
power, and
and the
the
glory
glory are
are
yours,
yours,
now
now
and
and
forever.
forever.
Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and with those whom we love and pray for, and remain with us always.
Amen.
Amen. Go in the knowledge and confidence of God's love for you, trusting that Christ is with you. Amen.